May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is another one of those Gospels that I really like. Almost each verse has something important to it. The first verse, when it says that Peter had acknowledged Jesus as the Christ, it was very important for Peter, for the disciples, even for Jesus, to know that they were figuring out who he was, because they had to be on board. They had to realize who they were hanging out with for him to be able to go further and teach them more and more and draw them closer and closer in love and service for one another and for God Almighty. So Peter was there, and so were the disciples. So it starts off with 6 days after Peter had acknowledged that Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John up the mountain. And what's kind of an interesting, I thought, little tidbit was that we know that Jesus took Peter and James and John with him up to the mountain for this transfiguration. Of course, it wasn't planned, that's what happened. So they witnessed the transfiguration. They witnessed the showing forth of their Lord, our Lord, the Christ, of his heavenly glory, the affirming of his divinity with his face shining, his clothes shining. But what's also interesting, and in a few weeks we'll hear it, is that we also know that Peter and James and John were with Jesus in Gethsemane. So today's gospel, they were witnessing his divinity. In Gethsemane, they were witnessing his humanity, the witness of his earthly agony, his distress, and the hardest emotional point of his life here on earth. So next, it says, and he was transfigured before them. And there we have it. His face was shining and his clothes were shining. So the transfiguration of Jesus is how God Almighty fully reveals him, the radiance, the confirmation that Jesus was the Christ and that he did fulfill the law and the prophets. And we know that just by the sheer presence of Moses, who represents the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophets. And then we have God's verbal confirmation. This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. So not only does God love Jesus Christ, but he is pleased with his life, with his actions, with all that he's done. And then there's the directive, and something different. Listen to him. So this transfiguration, this day, this feast day, gave Jesus support, gave him like affirmation and confirmation. And Moses and Elijah were kind of like his buddies cheering him on, saying, you're on the right track. But it also gave the disciples support, confidence, and would sustain them with all that was to come. And there was a lot that they were going to have to deal with. What sustains us? What sustains us throughout our life? What sustains us each and every day? Well, first of all, our faith. It might be shaky, we might have doubts, but we have faith in the Lord. And that's why prayer is so important, to keep that connection with God Almighty. I have a sweatshirt that Megan gave me. It says prayer is the best wireless connection. You know, I'm not a computer person, but I love that one. Also, our Christian friends. Does anybody here kind of get excited or smile and say, "Oh yeah, hi. You know, how are you?" Because we know that yes, none of us is perfect, but we are here for each other. We might even argue and get annoyed with each other once in a while, but we're all here because of one thing: Jesus Christ. We're here because we believe in Him. We love God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in spite of ourselves, we're trying to be like Jesus to one another. And then the Bible. We read the Bible every Sunday, and hopefully we take these home and or read our Bibles at home or other little books like the Forward Day by Day. There's a lot of different books that enlighten us, that give us encouragement, that kind of gives us a pat on the back or a big hug. All of that is needed. And then there's Holy Communion, where we have a unique connection with Jesus Christ, with all Christians, past, present, and future. And then there's the Holy Spirit, the gift of God Almighty to each and every one of us through Jesus Christ. And what sustains us most of all, what's first and foremost? Jesus Himself. Jesus sustains us each and every day. Then the fourth thing that I like is where he says, "Lord," Peter, he always kind of gets his mouth into it, but he really meant well. "It's good for us to be here. We'll make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Well, that was nice, but that is not what God wanted. And so the cloud comes, they're terrified, I don't blame them. They drop to the ground, they're scared to death. And God Almighty says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Yeah. God was telling him, no. Yes, Moses is great, Elijah's great, but Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is my anointed. Jesus is God Almighty. That's what I want you to be like. That's who I want you to listen to. I want you to listen and follow Jesus' word and example. And there's no better example. And what does Jesus do? Does he get all puffed up and all proud of himself? No. He goes to them. He touches them and says, "Don't be afraid. Don't worry." And so when they were brave enough to look up, Moses was gone, Elijah was gone, Jesus was there. Jesus is always there for us too. He never leaves our side. Even when we're not exactly following his will and way, even when we don't feel him, if we're terrified, Jesus is still present with us and will never abandon us. Jesus alone, that's who we look for. God wants us not to be in fear. God wants us to be in love. So, we are to pay attention to the Lord. We are to pay attention to God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All that He teaches, all that He reveals, and all that He wills. The most important, and I bet you we all know the answer, is Jesus Christ. We are to pay attention to Him first and foremost. He is to be above all else in our lives. We are to learn and accept Jesus as our Christ, our Savior, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, and by prayer, by communion, by support and encouragement from one another. So this is the last day of Epiphany. Epiphany is all about the revealing of Christ, the showing of Christ in the world. Next week is Lent. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have revealed to us about our Christ. We know that Lent is a time to be thinking about our sins and forgiveness and following Christ and dealing with our own wilderness, our own problems. Help us to be encouraged and supported by this day of transfiguration. Let us follow the Christ who is transfigured, and let us be like Peter and James and John, and encouraged and transfigured and changed to be more and more like Jesus.